I'm talking with Jennifer Shaw, and she is the head of sustainable sourcing at Syngenta. Jennifer, we've heard lots of talk over the past years, several years, about sustainability and how important it is to agriculture. Yet you have information to be shared that can help farmers actually quantify that. Tell us how this all came about in terms of measuring sustainability on the farm.
Well, Syngenta has been involved with broad and diverse collaborative coalitions to come up with new ways to measure sustainability. And what's different about these new approaches is that they're performance-based and science-based, and it's really an opportunity to try to get to the truth. And so Field to Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture, has been one initiative that we've been involved in now for over five years. And, you know, what's different about this approach is it's really about designing the rules of the game and how sustainability gets measured on the farm with the whole sort of supply chain in mind. And in the past, you know, a lot of initiatives have been more around perceptions of, you know, well, this practice works or that technology works. But this new approach is more around calculators that can measure actual outcomes around sustainability.
How difficult is it to wrap a number around those kinds of things and to come up with calculations that can give you an accurate picture of cause and effect?
Is actually very, very difficult. And I think that's why historically it's been easier for initiatives, you know, that have worked on sustainability to say, here's the sort of checklist of practices and technologies, you know, follow these, because that's, you know, it's easier to do that. But the problem with that approach is that you don't know for sure that these practices are making a difference. And in agriculture, one size doesn't fit all. We're faced with, you know, extreme variability from the weather, and that variability, of course, goes down to within a field, conditions are not the same, you know, across that field. So if we're really going to, you know, meet the needs of future generations, we've got to get under the hood of, you know, what's really going on here. And we've got to be able to give farmers these measurement tools that are really more on outcomes, that allow the grower to determine, well, what is the practice or technology that works for that given situation in that point in time. But it takes a lot more effort to put those calculators together. And Field to Market has really made considerable progress. It's taken advantage of really us all knowing more than any one of us. So it's been a truly collaborative approach with actual growers around the table injecting practicality into these conversations that include, you know, consumer-facing retailers that are many steps removed from agriculture.
So what are some examples, if you could give us some, of the things that are being measured and how that extrapolates into a benefit to the consumer?
Okay, so the types of things that are being measured on the farm are mostly around environmental sustainability as a starting point. Obviously, sustainability needs to include, you know, social, economic, and environmental dimensions. So on the environmental, like Field to Market is looking at energy use per bushel, irrigation water use per bushel of crop, greenhouse gas emissions. And so really what we're looking at is, you know, how can we, you know, produce that crop, if you like, by having a smaller footprint for water and carbon, energy, etc. And it also includes measurements of, well, you know, how much are you getting out of that piece of land in terms of productivity, what are the sort of soil health conditions. So these are the types of measurements that are being made.
And the importance, again, of doing this is for the consumer ultimately, but along the entire chain where you have companies that are now demanding
right.
this kind of information?
Yeah, exactly. So there's initiatives out there like the Sustainability Consortium that is looking at developing standards for measurement and reporting systems for that whole life cycle from that crop being produced all the way through to distribution, transportation, and end use of that consumer product. So the crop, of course, is just, it's an ingredient, one of many, in that consumer product. But what's been recognized is that as these overall sort of life cycle assessments of water and greenhouse gas emissions have been put together, that often a large component of it is tied back to the actual farm or to the production of that crop.
Agra Edge Excelsior program was mentioned in this release. Is that something you would like to explain to us?
Sure. So Agra Edge Excelsior is a program that's out there that Syngenta provides that basically places farm management software in the hands of our grower customers. And the idea of this is it allows them to manage their operations across the crops at a whole farm level in a more efficient and low-cost way, with, of course, an eye on profitability. And the reason why we've kind of linked this to sustainability and looking at, well, what's it going to take to implement these field-of-market calculators is that Syngenta truly believes that to be successful, sustainability needs to be connected to the grower's day-to-day operations and make sense at that level and not be something that's an add-on or something extra to do. So really, the AgriEdge Excelsior program, we're just looking at one way to kind of enable implementation of these field-of-market sustainability measures through pilot programs.
And work that's going on now that you guys will continue going into the future? And then how do growers get involved? Do you have all of this explained on your website?
It's probably not all explained on the website because we're learning every day. And, you know, it's a very dynamic situation. This is a sort of new area to work on. But, you know, our goal is really to help our customers and growers meet the needs of their customers. And, you know, their customers are going to have, you know, more requirements, if you like, that are linked to sustainability. Because many of these downstream branded companies and retailers, you know, in response to pressure that they have made commitments around sustainability. And many of those commitments are around, you know, the agricultural part in terms of the crop ingredients that are going into their products. So we see that, you know, this is likely to continue to grow over time, and we want to work with our customers to really get ahead of the game here, shape the conversation from a practicality and a science perspective, and really get better positioned to, you know, meet these future challenges.
What will the success actually end up looking like?
Success from my perspective will really, again, for this to be an opportunity that's connected to the grower's day-to-day operation, and really sustainability and the continuous improvement in sustainability being really part of the grower's profitability. And, you know, with everything we're doing here, we want to make sure that we're not adding costs that get ahead of the value. But this is, you know, a goal really of continuous improvement. You know, it's a journey rather than a destination. And for Syngenta, I mean, the way we simply look at this is really how can we enable growers here to grow more from less? And that's what these efficiency indicators, these environmental efficiency indicators that Fuel the Market have developed for us are really about, is looking at how do we put in place the technologies, the solutions, the practices that can enable growers to grow more from less going into the future.
And certainly this the start of this week, kicking off with Earth Day, a lot about our environment and the precious resources that we have are on a lot of people's minds. And that's something that farmers have to think about every day, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, a farmer's livelihood is totally connected to the planet, to the earth, which is clearly finite with scarce resources. And, you know, others that are sort of living in cities are typically cut off from agriculture. But farmers are not. And at the end of the day, good business for a farmer is making good decisions for their business and the environment. And the ability of their future generations to farm depends on them, you know, being great stewards of the land. And the rest of us depend on that as well.